Okay, so we needed to do a women's topic as well. So I forgot last time we did, can women join Zimun? Today we'll try to do something controversial as well. Maybe not as controversial, but can women, or should women, must women, participate in Mayim Achron? Now, don't think we're going to get the men off scot-free. I don't want to make you a raise of hands. How many men actually do Mayim Achronim? Now, what is Mayim Achronim? We always come out with chumras. Only when just the men we come out with that tatum. When there are women here, we come out with the chumras. But the basic question is, well, first of all, what is Mayim Achronim? In case anyone is unfamiliar, Mayim Achronim is, before you bench, whether you're going to have a zimun or not, you're supposed to wash your hands. Some say you wash it with a full kli, you know, a whole cup by the sink. Many poskim are lenient to allow you to simply, you know, wash it with a little water by your seat, which is what we do. We have the fancy silver ones, which, you know, are pretty silly, and I think in general, because you have to go get them, and what's the whole point of getting it, once you're getting up, to go fill it up and stuff, you may as well just go to the sink. But, you know, sometimes I just take a plastic cup and take water on the table and pour in my plastic cup, and it's a lot easier. But, you know, the women like the silver ones, fine, my wife likes the silver one. So you get up, you go fill it up, and you bring it back to the table, and then you go spill it out, a whole process, and makes everyone happy. But the point is, do you have to wash your hands, and do the women have to wash their hands as well? Should we do a raise of hands? How many women actually wash Mayim Achronim? First of all, do the men. How many men actually do Mayim Achronim? On occasion. See, so not many. Are you supposed to do it every time you bench? So according to many, yes. According to them, really, there's no really not such a distinction between Shabbos and the week. So very, very few people, myself often included, don't do it when during the week as well. On Shabbos, you're sitting, you're more relaxed. Maybe there's more of a reason you're more focused on what you're doing. Okay, fine. But where does Mayim Achronim come from? Do you need to even do it at all? Do men need to do it at all nowadays? Okay, let's see. So now really, you're not going to like this. One second.
Well, the reason behind it is...
So what's the reason behind it? According to one source. One second. Two sources I'm going to cite. So one line, each source is one line. Gemara in Brachos, we'll call it Gemara number one, because we're going to have two Gemaras. Gemara number one, Gemara in Brachos, says, the Pasuk says, Viskadishtem, you should be holy. What does that refer to, says the Gemara? Eilu mayim rishon. This is washing before a meal, from a Pasuk. V'yisem kedoshim. Another Pasuk says you should be holy. Eilu mayim achron. So according to Gemara number one, when the Pasuk says, V'yisem kedoshim, you should be holy, Pasuk in the Torah. This is not some made-up concept 200 years ago. The Pasuk is referring to Mayim Achronim, the obligation to wash your hands before benching. Gemara number one. Gemara number two, on the other hand, says, try to make this not fall. Gemara number two says, Mayim Rishonim is a mitzvah, okay. Mayim Achronim, though, is only, or possibly worse, is a chova, an obligation. What obligation? The Gemara then goes on to explain, as you said, the obligation is simply to make sure that you don't die. Now, how would you die if you don't wash Mayim Achronim? So there was this Melech Sedomis, this dangerous salt that could either blind you if it touched your eye, or it could blind you, hurt you, however it was. And therefore it's a chova, which is a stricter language than a mitzvah. Mitzvah is a commandment by God to do a very noble thing. Chova is an obligation out of danger. We know Chamira Sakanta Me'isura, we take danger a lot more seriously even than mitzvos itself. So now you have a Gemara that says it is a danger. One Gemara says it's a mitzvah, one Gemara says it's a danger. How do you reconcile these two Gemaras, and how do we pass it? One Gemara seems to say it's a pasuk. You're obligated to do Mayim Achronim because the pasuk says you have to be holy. It's a holiness, just like you wash Mayim Rishonim. you wash mayim achronim. The other Gemara says, no, it has nothing to do with anything about mitzvos. It's simply to protect yourself. No, how do you reconcile these two Gemaras? Four answers. Ready? Answer number one is, in the time of the Gaonim, they had a very simple answer. They said that you must make a bracha on mayim achronim. Has anyone here ever made a bracha on mayim achronim? Says the Gaonim, of course you must make a bracha on mayim achronim, because you know which Gemara is the main Gemara. Which is the main Gemara? Gemara number one or Gemara number two? It's a mitzvah. But what second? But what does that mean? First Gemara said you have to wash your hands because the pasuk says v'yisem kedoshim. You need to be holy, and that's a pasuk in the Torah that says you must do it. The second Gemara says you're only washing your hands because of danger. Which one would tell you have to make a bracha?
First one.
Why? Because the pasuk says this is a commandment, just like you're supposed to put on tefillin. So it's just like you have to light Shabbos candles. You also have to wash my machronim. Says the Gaonim, that first Gemara is the key Gemara. So what's the point of the second Gemara? That's the point of the second Gemara tells you is, don't be a fool. Don't ignore this mitzvah, because not only is it a mitzvah to do it, but it's dangerous. And in fact, you could get to blind yourself or whatever, kill yourself, however the danger is. It was a very scary danger. So therefore, not only must you do my machronim because it's a mitzvah and an obligation and make a bracha, also do it because it's a sakana type reason.
It was okay to eat the salt, but not to touch it.
Apparently there was a certain type of salt that if it got in your eyes, it would be dangerous. And the fear was, I think so. I can't say I fully understand it. And that would be relevant nowadays in a second.
Part of the Kabbalah.
Yeah, but the dangerous melech sedomus?
Obviously.
Yeah. Okay. So now you have answer number one. Huh?
Why do you allow it in your house in the first place?
I don't know. Maybe it's just how they cooked them in their meats.
Fire could also kill you.
Yeah, fire could also kill you. Hence, my son got a burn thanks to Maddie. We were able to tell us if we needed to. My in-laws are here for Shabbos, and my wife usually lets my two-year-old, almost three-year-old, look at the candles and stand there as she's lighting. But she forgot that my mother-in-law had lit beforehand. And so he, of course, was setting himself up. And he was a three-year-old, and he, of course, wanted to see what fire. So he put his hand right close. So now he has a little blister. Baruch Hashem wasn't so bad. He's old enough to know not to stick his hand totally in there. But yeah, he said he touched. Yeah, got a little bit close. Yes, so... Anyway, so the point is that you're right. Melech, I don't know how we got into that, but it's dangerous. But
you're not having it in the house.
All right, I have in the house. Right, so you have fire in the house. So new, you got to have fire in the house. You got to be careful for it. Same thing, Melech Sedomus. You got to have salt. Also, you maybe need the salt to kosher your meat and everything. But don't be a fool. Okay. Answer number one. Answer number two says the Rosh. The Rosh says, I agree with the first opinion. The reason why you wash my machronim is because it's a commandment in the Torah. So why don't you make a bracha? Very simply, you don't make a bracha because you already made a bracha al netilas yadayim in the beginning of the meal. But fundamentally, I'm in agreement with the first opinion.
But that answer doesn't even make sense, because let's say you wash in Shabbos and then you have certain fruit dessert or certain things like that. And you make an extra bracha.
Okay.
You don't say, well, since you washed before, or you don't make the bracha.
Well, maybe, but those are brachas and nenin on like eating the food, maybe.
But the idea of using the bracha that you made by washing as the reason not to make a second one is not necessarily
fair point. Then look, obviously the Gaonim disagree with him, and it's a subject to dispute about how much the meal breaks up the beginning washing and the second washing, or is it all part of the same mitzvah? Fair point. But you're with me that according to reason number one, according to reason number two, should be washing my machronim nowadays? 1,000%. Why not? The pasuk says, v'yisem kedoshim. You want to be holy? Of course you should. Pasuk says, you need to be holy. Mitzvah to wash my machronim. There's nothing, the salt is a nice idea, but the pasuk says, you need to wash your hands. Answer number three is the Rambam. The Rambam says, now, the Rambam was not a heebie-jeebie type of mefarsh. He was very practical, and he writes like this. I'll read you one line. Okay.
Actually, you do use salt during the meal, because when you're washing the first time, you're using salt when you make some
oxygen. Yeah, you know, but I don't know what type of salt that is. That's a good point. He says, Umayim achronim ein mevarchin aleim. Don't make a bracha on them. She'enam ela mipnei sakana. The main reason why we wash mayim achronim is because of danger. Is that like Gemara number one or Gemara number two? No. That's straight up number two. So should it apply nowadays?
No.
Ulefikach. And therefore, chayav adam, a person is obligated, lehizor bohen biyoser, to be super careful about mayim achronim. No leniency about nowadays. Answer number three we have now is the Rambam. Rambam says, Gemara number two rules the day, but don't tell me Ovis doesn't apply nowadays, because the Rambam says you have to be super careful about this. I don't know. Maybe there's a danger that we're unaware of. Who knows? Doctors are learning new ailments every single day. Answer number three. Answer number four, says Tosos, doesn't apply nowadays at all. Because which is the main Gemara? Gemara number two, that it's because of danger. We don't have this danger anymore. Chuck mayim achronim completely. Aye, the Gemara says, v'yisem kedoshim. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Yeah, that was trying to give you a cute remez, a hint, there's no good word for remez. A hint, we tried this a few weeks ago. Remez, a hint,
a clue.
It's like a way to remember. But it wasn't really telling you, the pasuk says, you must wash mayim achronim. The whole reason was because danger. If the danger doesn't apply now, chuck mayim achronim completely. Which leads us to our feature presentation. Yes or no nowadays? No? Which opinion do you follow?
I know you can say the Rambam in
Egypt.
Huh?
So Mr. Klein saying, well, maybe. So Mr. Klein says, well, maybe it depends on where they live, how dangerous. Okay, so in America nowadays, yes or no? You need to wash my macaroni coin down. No. Okay. Says Shulchan Aruch, three words. Mayim achronim chova. Mayim achronim is obligation required. Then you turn Shulchan Aruch. Three, that was Kuf Pei Aleph Aleph. In Kuf Pei Aleph Yud, he says, Yesh, there are some, She'ein nohagim lito mayim achronim, who don't have the minug to wash mayim achronim. In other words, he originally said it was an obligation. Then he says, some don't wash mayim achronim. Who are the some? Which opinion was that? One, two, three, or four? Four. That was Tosfos that said, nowadays you don't need to wash mayim achronim because it's only because of danger. And if we have no danger nowadays, so why bother washing mayim achronim? That's great. Both of these opinions are b'shulchan aruch. So if you're Sfardi, you should be confused, because one opinion says, one Sfardish opinion, meaning Shulchan Aruch originally said you must wash mayim achronim. Then he goes on later on and says some don't, and doesn't really give you any clue. So what does the Ramah say? The progenitor of Minhag Ashkenaz doesn't comment at all. But if you look in his Sefer on the Torah, which had preceded the Shulchan Aruch, he says very simply, we follow Tosfos opinion number four that says you don't need to do it. So why didn't he write it on the Ramah over here? No? Not a clue. Not a clue. Is he really paskening that you don't need to wash my machronim? He comments a zillion times in the six svarim of the Chelek of Mishnah Berurah, which, you know, is on the Shulchan Aruch and Archaim, and on Yoredeya, and on Choshen Shemishpat, every other halacha, the Ramah is commenting. He does not comment at all here, even though he writes it in other places. Unsure why. Okay.
He agrees. If he disagrees, he's right.
But the first Shulchan Aruch said you have to. So why didn't the Rambam, and then the second Rambam said, some don't do it. So if the Rambam really wanted to tell us what Minig Ashkenaz is, shouldn't the Rambam have said, Vinohagin, we are Noeg, Shalo Lirchos. I don't know. Write whatever you want, however you want to frame it. No. So you do my Machronim or not do my Machronim. So the Mishnah Brura already says that the Vilna Gaon and many others paskin like one of the first answers, that it is an obligation to do Mayim Achronim. And even though the Ramah had said in his Dark Emotion, his other explanation, that we're lenient, that we paskin like the Tosup, and you don't need to wash Mayim Achronim, we have accepted upon ourselves this Chumrah of doing Mayim Achronim. Okay. Comes out, if you're a man so far, you really should do Mayim Achronim. Mishnah Berurah paskins, I could read it to you inside, I just closed it, but he says that this Vilna Gaon and others say you should do Mayim Achronim. Okay, so now we come to our women. So now, what about the women? Do women apply to the Pasuk V'yisem Kedoshim? Why not? Women are holier than men, obviously, yeah? Do women have a danger the same way? Excuse me. We already wrote women in the drusha. Okay, I said the husbands don't listen to the women, wives. That's what we said on Shabbos. Now we have to make up for it, right? So now you have, do women have a danger the same way as men? Why not? Whatever this danger is, we don't know that it's only a male disease versus a female disease. So women should presumably have to do Mayim Achronim the same way as men. Yes or no?
No.
Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach says absolutely yes. Why not? Danger applies, mitzvah applies. If they got to do it, why don't you got to do it? Why not? Give me, you wash anativa sidayim? Yes. So you wash my machronim? Yes. It's a sakana, men have sakana. You do so, you kiss the mezuzah, you have sakana. Yeah, same way men kiss the mezuzah, women kiss the mezuzah. It's the same sakana, you daven, because you want to care about your health and everything. So why not do it as well? Rav Shlomo Zalman paskins that way. The halichas beso, which is a very good sefer in women's halachos, he paskins as well, as I believe he's Rav Shlomo Zalman's nephew. Many other poskim say yes. So now the question is, why don't women do it at all? For the men's side, we had at least some votes. Yeah, sometimes we do it. I've heard of it. I know I'm supposed to. I'm just a little bit lax. Yeah, no one here is going to tell me I don't believe in my machron. Yeah, okay, I'm a little bit lazy. Women, they were b'shita over here. You know, nah, it doesn't apply to us. It doesn't apply to us. Why not? Says the Tshuva Sanhagas of Sternbach. I'm going to pull it up on my phone because I have the Mar Makom in my online. Here we go. He said, I'll tell you the answer. Lo matzasi, I have not found shum yisod, any reason, l'chalik ben hanoshim l'noshim, between men and women, he says. He says, the only thing I could come up with, rak le'elu, Shemidamim, Shemayim Achronim Rakchumra. If you tell me that fundamentally we paskin like Tosos, that you don't need to do Mayim Achronim at all nowadays. So how come the Mishnah Berurah said you should? Because what was the word I used? It's just a... Yeah, you said it. No, you said it. A Chumra. You don't really need to do it. We just accept it upon ourselves. So he says, it's according to those who say that Mayim Achronim is just a chumrah. Okay. He says, Mikol Makom, nevertheless, Nashim lo noagu b'chumros, sheyisudim b'sod Hashem. He says, but women never accepted upon themselves this chumrah. Really, we basically like Tosfos, it's just a danger. We don't have any danger nowadays. You don't really need to wash Mayim Achronim. Men already said, well, what about that Vilna Gaon? What about those other opinions that seem to say you really should wash Mayim Achronim because it may be V'yisem Kedoshim? That's very frum of you that you accepted upon yourself this Chumrah to do it. But the women? It was never their minug to take upon themselves this Chumrah. So why should they have to do it? Not at all obligatory. Then he says, just to then backtrack a little bit, V'ra'isi, I saw gam eitzel chasidim, even chasidim, v'anshe maisa, shigam noshim no'agu b'mayim achronim, even their wives do wash mayim achronim. And therefore he says, af she'esh yisod v'ikr min adin v'noshim lo ito, even though there's good basis to say women do not need to wash mayim achronim, because it's just a chumra, mikol makom kishemachmiros yikabu al kach sicharon. If they're machmir and they do it as well, they get a lot of reward, and they don't have to worry about it being like haughty of them for doing it. No, there's very good reason for them to do it. Then he says, especially, which I really outside the scope of what we're talking about, but if your hands are dirty, then almost according to everyone, it's obligatory to wash mayim achronim. Because you shouldn't bench when your hands are filthy with the meat, the dirt and everything. Whose hands are more dirty? The women. They're the ones who are doing the preparing the food.
That's not being
taken care of. So, correct. And therefore, maybe you have to go to the kitchen and really wash it well. Correct. And therefore, according to that svara, says Rav Sternbach, just to be clear, even though I just gave a huge heter for women not needing to wash my macaronim, even though he backtracked on it a little bit, if their hands are dirty, then for sure they need to wash my macaronim. The only other svara I saw, which is exact opposite, forget who I saw it in, but said, well, maybe women don't wash my macaronim because they know how to use forks and knives. You know, men don't need, men, even the hammers, but they're the ones who are careful, they're cutting up the food, they're not touching the food. Whose hands are dirtier once the women sit down and eat? Hands down, no pun intended, the men's are dirtier, right?
Has to be at the table, or you can do it in the kitchen?
No, you can do whatever you want, wherever you want. If you, assuming you, really, if you have to have a reveus, then you have to go to the kitchen, probably. But yeah. Okay, so whether it has to be covered or not is a whole thing. Some say it's a myth. For the most part, the answer is it should be covered. It's out of all the things that are so important, it's probably not as important as people make that out to be. But I'll end with the story. It's a famous story in the Gemara in Yuma. First, let's sum up the halacha. The halacha is men really should wash mayim achronim. Women probably should wash mayim achronim as well. The minhag ha'olam is clearly not to wash it in every single case, although you really should. It's hard for me to stand here and say you shouldn't wash mayim achronim, because you should. But it's also hard for me to tell you that everyone washes mayim achronim every single time they have a piece of bread. That's just probably not the case, at least in our communities. It's probably not the most common. Go to Lakewood and go to, you know, a real Chumrah B'nai Torah community, probably everyone is washing mayim achronim for almost every meal. I would like to think so. People are very scrupulous in halacha, and we should be the same as well, and I speak to myself as well. Now, another, we'll end with the story. The story is a Gemara in Yuma, and I believe it may be in Irvin as well. I didn't look up the Gemara recently, so just bear with me if I mess up some of the facts. Someone here will, I'm sure, correct me. But the story goes, I think it was Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and we, Rabbi Yossi, were traveling and they were staying in an inn. And in the inn, as they're traveling, they're having a general machlokas that they have. If you could darshan, if you could learn out attributes about a person from his name. Okay? Rabbi Meir says yes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi say no. They get to this inn, and then the innkeeper's name is Kidor, which is a negative connotation, like Kidor, like it's a nation which is a bad generation. Okay. The mayor says, he warns them, this guy's a little bit shady, this innkeeper. And Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi says, nah, okay, we don't darshan names like that. Sure enough, the mayor decides that he's not going to give the innkeeper his money to hold. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi give their money to the innkeeper to hold. Gemara has a couple of, the different Gemara I think has a different version of what happens, but we'll get to the punchline. Later in the Gemara, it explains what happened. Sure enough, they come back to this guy a day later, and guy says, I never received any money. Not at all. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi say this is a big problem. They go meet with the guy. They say, okay, we're going to get their lawyer involved. And they go set up a mediation session. And they go into the bar where they have their mediation session. And they're trying to talk to this Kidor to tell him, yeah, we really left our money. This is what happened. Kidor says, no way. The mediation session is not very matzliach. But they notice that on Kedar's mouth, he has like lentils, like some bean soup, whatever it is, porridge, on his mustache or on his lips or whatever from breakfast. So they have an idea. They go to Kedar's wife privately a few hours later and say, okay, we want the money back, our money. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi said, we want our money back. And she said, I have no idea what you're talking about. They said, no, in this mediation session, your husband came out that you should give us the money, and his sign is he could tell you that we know that he had porridge or his lentil soup for breakfast. And she said, oh, well, only he would know that, and only I would know that. Okay, fine. She pulls out the bags of cash, gives it to him. When Kedar comes home, finds out what his wife did, and kills his wife. Kedar, the mayor, says, this is what I tell you, this guy is bad news. You could darshan the names of people. Says the Gemara, knows. And that's why, not only when you do my machronim, the minhag is to wipe your mustache, or wipe your mouth, wipe your lips as well, because of Kedar, so that you don't do it. So you'll see people washing my machronim, and they go like this with their hands right afterwards, which is to be scrupulous in this halacha, lest something dangerous come out. We should be zocha to be scrupulous about all mitzvahs, including my machronim, even if, according to many, the reason doesn't necessarily apply nowadays.